Hey folks, AJ here, the Flipping Ninja, and I wanted to share a quick podcast with you on something I was thinking about earlier today. So it's about books. Now, I just want to say, first of all, I hate reading. Like, reading is something that I do not enjoy. I don't like it. I freaking think it sucks that you have to just, you know, you're just sitting in one spot for a really long time and you're staring at a page. I mean, it's hard. Like, reading, for a lot of people, reading is hard, and that's why they don't really, you know, read much, and I totally get it. Now, being someone who has read hundreds and hundreds of books, you might, you know, wonder, like, why, if you hate reading so much, why have you been reading all these books, or why do you keep reading books, you know, nonstop? And the thing is, despite hating to read, I recognize the power of reading and what it can do for me. Now, reading books has completely transformed my life since the beginning. The person I was when I was, you know, say 19 or so, compared to today, 19 is kind of when I started to read a lot of books, has completely transformed into a whole new person. I mean, talking about in every sense, confidence, clarity in life, income. I've made more money. The more books I read, the more money I make. My income has increased. My relationships have improved. I've let go of all my old relationships. And because as you read, and the more books you start to read, the more you grow, and the more you transform and become a new, better, and improved version of yourself. So when that happens, it's really difficult to try and keep around the same people. Not in a bad way, not like you hate them or you just don't want to hang out with them. It's kind of natural and organic, meaning you become a different person. So you start having different people around you. You start hanging out with people who are smarter and who are more developed, have more direction in life, or whatever the case is, but you relate with a completely new, a new market of people. So that is, that's the power of books and reading. And like I said, it seems like some weird backwards thing. It's like, if you hate reading so much, why do you do it? It's because, yeah, I hate reading, but I'd do whatever it takes to avoid being stupid. So I recognize the power of books. I recognize the power of what reading books can do for you. And, that's why I choose to do it. And I spend the time doing it because I know it'll serve me and it'll make me a better person. And you have to remember that in your life, nothing is going to get better for you until you get better. So that means if you're not getting better, nothing's going to get better for you. Your life is not going to get better until you get better. And how do you get better? You're not going to get better just watching TV shows or, you know, watching TV or watching YouTube videos. You're not going to get better by doing that. What you're doing is wasting your time when you're doing those things and it's not serving you. You're not growing and attaining new knowledge and new insights. But when you do those things, so much happens. Everything changes when you start reading books. And I'm not talking about reading any types of books. I'm talking about reading the right kinds of books. I don't read fiction. I only read nonfiction. But for example, a lot of personal development books, self-help type books are great. And basically anything that teaches you. And when you're reading books, you want to make sure that the author of the books are credible sources. You want to make sure they're legit. They've been through it. They've done it. They know. Because the opposite can also happen. You might hear me say, oh, start reading more books. But if you're reading the wrong books, who knows, it might do harm. So you have to know what books to read in order to basically feel the effects of what I'm talking about. And if you absolutely just can't do it, or you haven't recognized the power of reading yet, start with audiobooks. Listen to audiobooks While you're driving, while you're at the gym, while you're just, you know, when you wake up first thing, you're having breakfast. First thing I do when I wake up is I play, you know, I play an audiobook. So audiobooks are constantly playing no matter what I'm doing. I mean, if I'm driving, that's why I love, I think that's why I love long distance driving or like road trips alone, because here it is. It's this opportunity for you to basically have a university on wheels. You're driving and you're learning so much as you are driving. And I confidently say that I've learned more on my own just from reading than I would have ever learned in 10 years of college or like a 4-year degree. What I know and what I've learned today is 10 times more valuable on every level, personally, financially, career-wise, than any degree or, you know, wasting 4 years of your life getting a bachelor's degree would have served me. So that's another thing. A lot of people think education has to be the conventional, you know, traditional go to college, learn, but that's completely far from the truth. It's not true at all. What college is good for, the only thing I believe college is good for is a couple things. One is if you want to get into a specialized field or learn a very specialized skill. So what that means is if you want to become a pharmacist, you can't become a pharmacist or a doctor just reading books all the time. You know, that's something you kind of have to go to school for to, you know, learn the specialized skill sets in order to practice it. The other thing is I think college is great for is simply the networking potential, meaning the people you can meet. Now, a lot of people completely screw this up. They're hanging out with the wrong people. They are, you know, partying, drinking every night or every weekend. So it's, you know, they're not tapping into that power. But if you truly go into college with expectations, you know, with that networking mindset, you're trying to meet the right people who you can help, who can help you get to where you want to be. That's what college is great for. Because the networking potential, it gets you out of the house and in an environment with other people with different strengths, talents, and skill sets that you can also utilize and basically bounce off of. So those are pretty much the only two pros, I'd say, to college. I went to college. I dropped out. Greatest decision of my life was leaving college. Ever since I've left college, the education I got on my own just from, you know, reading books, listening to audiobooks, seminars, videos has made me, you know, has given me way more than a college degree would have ever given me. So to wrap this up, the point is I hate reading. Reading freaking sucks. I hate having to sit in one spot for so long and stare at, you know, these freaking pages. But the return on investment is completely life-changing. Completely life-changing. The more you read, the more money you're going to make. Now, keep that in mind. For those who have bought the Flipping Ninja Blueprint, it's 300 pages. It's a 300-page book. Now, the book portion, obviously it's the book, but it also comes with over 6 hours of audio and video content for you and complete training for you to also go through if you're not a fan of reading or maybe if you don't read as much. It might take you a little longer to go through the 300-page book, but you've got the other multimedia resources for you to really jump on, like the audio or the video content. You know, you can play the audio of me basically training you how to make money through flipping things, you know, while you're driving, while you're at the gym. It doesn't really matter. So I hate reading. I thought about that when I wrote this 300-page book. I'm like, okay, if I hate reading, yet I do it so much, how can I expect others who also want to learn this to want to sit down and just, you know, read all of, go through all of this? And I guess that's also kind of why I wanted to, you know, just quickly share this podcast with you, because the reading, it's you don't have to like the reading. You just have to be obsessed with the end result that the reading will give you. what benefit will reading this give me? So in this instance, I know that reading this and devouring this information is going to allow me to become a money-making machine, meaning I can buy, sell, and flip things anywhere I go for the rest of my life. I constantly can be able to make money no matter where I am. And it basically, you go through it once, and that's the beauty of books. You go through it once, and it'll serve you for the rest of your life. So even if you hate reading, if you go through these 300 pages one time, you know, preferably multiple times, because it's almost like a textbook that you want to constantly go back to and reference, because you're always going to be learning from it. But if you can recognize that one time is all it takes to go through it, and then I'm done, and then I have this skill set that'll serve me, then completely do it. You have to do it. I mean, you have to sit down, even if it means 10 pages a day, 20 pages a day, go through it. You're investing in yourself. You're learning skill sets that will make you money. So that 1 hour or 2 hours you sit down reading, imagine if that 1 or 2 hours you spend reading continues to give you, for example, $200 per month for the rest of your life, or $500 a month, or $1,000 per month, just because you sat down and spent the time going through this information, going through these pages. So it's a one-time investment, you know, of your time, and then it serves you for the rest of your life. Now, all these books I've read personally in the past, I do reread them every now and then, but they've already shaped me into the person that I want to be or need to be. It's not like I have to go back to them every single day in order to maintain that. I already went through the books. I've got what I wanted, and, you know, I've got it forever. So that's what I wanted to just quickly talk about, and hopefully that paints a picture that you're not alone. I mean, reading is not for everyone. Like I said, I hate reading, but I do it because I know that it's completely worth it, and it's super powerful. It's life-changing. So I hope that you know, gives you some insight on just how I feel about the whole subject of books, and maybe think about, you know, how you're going to approach it from here on out. Give it a try. You know, audiobooks, physical books, and watch where it takes you.